we felt we were going to get option, and you know, they hit a hole, you know, out in there, and the biggest thing on that play is we just have to get them on the ground, you know, and line up and go again. But I thought for the most part, our coverage was pretty good all night. Now that was one that it wasn't as good, but there were a number of times that, you know, that we had them covered up the field, and you know, his ability to run around and create, and you know, he scrambled a couple times and made yardage. Tried to come out a couple other times. I thought Ha-Ha had a nice play on the one scramble that he ended up getting a sack on the thing because he really closed in the middle of the field and made a nice play there.
So on that specific play, was it simple enough? Or was it just Sam should have stayed in coverage longer?
Well, Sam read run, and he came, and then our safety has to overlap in the hole out there. And that, you know, that's a tough play because he's got that hole throw because he's working that way off the play action.
Dom, did you hold the point well enough up front?
There were some plays that our gap fits weren't exactly right, Vic, and I think that contributed to some of the runs, you know, where we lost our gap control and maybe didn't leverage the ball, you know, from outside in to where, you know, because we felt going in that Lynch is the type of ball carrier that we have to try to keep running east and west as opposed to north and south because that's his strength.
Dom, what's the challenge in defending that sweep, the Harbin run play?
Well, you have to work it. I mean, the first time they came with it, you know, we were out in great shape, and you know, you saw Clay. We put Clay on the dive, and he went down, and made the play on the dive, and Brad came out, you know, on the quarterback, and you know, they arc released and got a blocker on Morgan, you know, outside in, and we didn't get good inside out support, you know, on that, and you know, Harvin, all you got to do is give him a crease, you know, you don't want him to have much running room, and. So they hit us on it, you know, a couple times. So, you know, another thing that happened during the course of the game, you know, the first half, there were two or three times that they affected us because they were kind of – there were guys holding around the huddle out there, you know, so there were 12 guys, and it made me late getting the call on the field because I was trying to match the personnel up. You know, we had a number of different personnel groups, and so – because, you know, we were late with two or three calls there, you know, and so we went at halftime and adjusted and played one personnel group a little bit more consistently in the second half than we did the first half.
Hey, Dom, how did you not get the 11th on?
So that was what happened there. You know, we had another personnel group that we were trying to match our personnel groups to their personnel group, and so that's what happened, and anytime that happens, you say, hey, we're going to have to stay in one personnel. You know, we don't want to take a chance of that happening again. So that's what we did, and we didn't have the issue in the second half. But anytime teams are, whether they're late subbing, you aren't sure who's coming in, who's coming out there, they put you in a situation where you can't try to match your subs against theirs.
How about your four-man fronts? What did you see from them? Positive, negative?
Vic, we played a lot more of it in the first half. I think we played, you know, we played quite a few snaps in the first half. One of the reasons that we didn't play much in the second half was because of the substitution issues that we had, you know, in the first half. I just didn't want to take a chance after that happened. I didn't want that happening again. We went to more five defensive back stuff in the second half as opposed to – so we felt we could match that against whatever personnel group they put out there and we wouldn't have to sub and match. But, you know, the first half we were going from our 3-4 to our 4-3 and matching them. We got some plays. You know, we got some plays out of it. You know, it's – but we weren't as consistent, okay, as we need to be.
Dom, we didn't ask you about it at all through camp because we knew you wanted to kind of spring it on these guys. What was behind the kind of philosophical shift to start doing that more, and is that something you want to continue? Did you like certain aspects of it? Did you want to keep doing it?
I think so, you know, and one of the reasons is, you know, you get different combinations of people on the field, and I think it fits some of our personnel. You know, when all of a sudden you've got, you know, Julius, you've got Mike Neal, you've got Clay out there, you know, gives us ability to move Clay around a little bit more. Yeah, I'd like to continue. Now, there'll be games that you might see a lot, not see a lot of. There'll be games you could see a lot of it, you know. We played quite a bit of it in the first half, like I say, and that became one of the issues trying to match our personnel because they weren't easy to match up against, and it made us late two or three times. You don't ever want that to be the case, you know, in a game. I'd rather put them in one personnel group, let them play so they can play fast, and they don't have to worry about a call coming in late. That's uneasy, you know, to them.
Is that a challenge, though? Because part of what you guys wanted to do this season defensively was to do less scheme, more personnel groups. So how do you kind of balance that?
That's the balancing act that you have to have. Okay, I mean if you're gonna play more personnel groups and match them up, you know, against their personnel, you've just got to be aware, you know, you got to get quick substitution. You know, it has to happen fast.
That four man front, was that because of Peppers, or was that in the works before you got your list and you just happened to fit that?
Well, we've always had some of it. You know, I mean, you know, we've played an awful lot of nickel around here. You know, since I've been here, you know, with five defensive backs and a four man front. You know, I think with the people we have, and you know, the elephant position, and trying to get what we feel is our best personnel on the field, you know, it gives us a different combination of people I have to prepare for.
Dom, is that what that looked like when you were in Jacksonville? You mentioned in the past you ran that 4-3. Is that kind of what that looked like, or is that still a little bit different?
Yeah, no, it's. There's some similarities, but there are some things that are kind of unique to our personnel, you know, how we try to use our personnel.
Any similarities with the Jets' run game that you'll see this time?
Oh, boy, the Jets, they ran the ball extremely well yesterday. They've got two very good running backs. They're different style running backs. One of them, you know, is kind of a slasher, you know, and uses his speed, but the other one's a north-south guy that, you know, broke a long run yesterday, a very physical runner. They use all the different personnel groups, and they spread you out. They've got a quarterback that can run, is a good athlete, and has good arm strength. So, they do it all, you know, in their offense.
Go ahead. If I asked you, what are the fundamentals to stopping the run? What would you answer?
Well, you've got to be able to play box, and you've got to be able to control your gap. And then everybody has to be able to fit the run. As a base philosophy, on every running play, we'd like to have two guys with outside-in leverage and nine guys with inside-out leverage. And everybody's assigned a gap. So those gaps change sometimes based off of what you're doing defensively. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it becomes assignment football, you know, and it has to fit together like a glove. In terms of stopping the run. You know, when you do it well, it looks good, and when you don't, it doesn't look so good. Yeah.
How would you assess Clinton Dix's first game, and how do you gauge, you know, the rookie mistake with the physical presence he could bring?
Well, I think that's the first thing. You saw him make a really nice play coming out of the hole area on the scramble, and he closed, and you saw his speed, you know, his ability to close and do that. He's going to bring a physical presence, I think, you know, in terms of the tackling. You know, there were a couple plays I'm sure he'd like to have back, but that's part of being a rookie, and you work your way through those. But, you know, I think it's a good start. You know, I'm certainly glad we've got him.
Tom, are you inclined to continue to kind of have him and Micah share some time? I know that they play different spots when you go dime, but
yeah.
Is that your inclination?
Well, in dime, they're both on the field.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not sure quite yet, you know, where we're going to lead with, you know, personnel group-wise this week. If you're matching up, okay, you're going to have a lot to match up against, you know, because they, you know, they give you all of them. I mean, I just watching the game this morning, you know, they, you know, there must have probably been 10, 12 personnel groups that they use in that game.
You're always so steady. You don't overreact to anything, and I know Mike's the same way. I'm just wondering, do you consider any sort of personnel changes? I mean, I don't want to pick on Brad, but he didn't have a great year last year, and he obviously didn't play well on Thursday night. Do you have to at least consider making a change there?
Well, you know, the first thing that you do, you come in and critique the game, okay? And, you know, I always critique, you know, myself in terms of calls and, you know, like what happened in the first half. You know, you don't ever want to do that. You know, put your guys to where, and when you've got more personnel groups and you're trying to match those, okay, then you got to be aware of that. But I thought you know, as you look at our personnel, and one of the reasons we're using more personnel groups is to try to have more variations and look at different people. So, tomorrow we'll come back and we'll look at it. And as we get ready each week, you know, as we game plan, you know, we go through and look at personnel and how can we get our best people on the field and pick up and move forward, you know, because I told the guys in a meeting today, you know, I mean, it's, you know, that's what this game's all about. You know, it's everybody's disappointed, you know, with the opener. But the thing is there was a lot of stuff there in that opener that if we'd have taken advantage, like I mentioned, those five things I just mentioned to you, it could have been a totally different game. But we didn't. And so, you know, that opportunity's over. We can't do anything about it. But we got to make sure that we do everything we can to get it right where we go out and play much better this week.
Yeah.